Australia Post is in damage control this morning as it continues to justify attempts to keep the $5.6 million salary of its chief executive, Ahmed Fahour, a corporate secret. A Senate committee revealed Mr. Fahour's salary last night, despite Australia Post arguing its release would hurt its commercial interests and be an unreasonable disclosure of personal information. Australia Post's chairman, John Stanhope, is speaking with the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
When we report remuneration, we're required to follow government guidelines, and we've reported it every year as required. It did change in 2015 when the requirement was to do it by individual. You know, there's no intention to try and hide anything.
But at $5.6 million in 2016, Ahmed Fahour is Australia's highest paid public servant. Surely taxpayers have or had a right to know, so why not be upfront and get it on the record?
I mean, it is a government business enterprise, that is true, but it isn't actually taxpayer funded. It's self-funded, so it generates its generates profits and generates its own cash. Today, Australia Post, 73% of its revenue comes from the parcels business. All its profit comes from the parcels business. So it's a very competitive business.
But at the very least, Australia Post is accountable to the Senate. Why infuriate the Senate by not being more upfront?
That's not our intention. I mean, I'll repeat, we're not trying to hide anything. We're reporting as we are required to report. The Senate asked questions on notice, and we responded and gave them all the information.
But after all, Australia Post is a corporatised government body. It hasn't been sold off yet by the government, so surely the taxpayer and the Senate should be able to ask about senior executive pay.
And they have, and we have given them the information.
Australia Post has a foot, I suppose, in both public and private sectors, you could argue. But, for example, the NBN company, which is also owned by the government, does publish detailed information about senior executive pay. So what's different about Australia Post?
I can't tell you that because I'm not sure what NBN is required to operate on.
But others in the private sector listed on the ASX, like the banks, the miners, and also Telstra, where you were once chief financial officer, make CEO pay open and transparent to the stock exchange.
And they are required to do so under the corporation's law. We have to follow the government requirements for all reporting, and we have.
But you'll have to make those disclosures if, in the future, Australia Post takes the Medibank private route and becomes accountable to investors.
For sure, absolutely. We would have to comply with the Corporations Act, yep.
Australia Post Chairman John Stanhope with the ABC Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan. Now, since that interview was recorded, the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has revealed he's spoken with Mr. Stanhope and told him the salary is too high. But Mr. Turnbull says the decision is out of his hands.
It's a matter for the board. I think it is too high. I know it's a big job. It's a big company. The company has been able to improve its position, but in my view, and I say this as someone who spent most of his life in the business world before I came into politics, I think that is a very big salary for that job.
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull.